This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
So,
I think it's time to play the game.
We're playing the game?
Yes, we're playing the game.
Do we have to play the game?
What's the game?
The game is called Categories. We play it every week on Thursdays. I am your host, Matt Spiegel. And we look at three different categories pertaining to sports news in our midst. And the third one, sometimes not sports.
Alex, are you familiar with Categories?
I played one time.
Okay, I just want to make sure you were comfortable.
Comfort or not, I'm ready.
All right, let's do it.
Game on. I give the category, then Tanny and Alex and Lawrence give names that are in the category, as can you while playing at home. By the way, we'll talk to John Paul Morosi at the top of the hour on all things baseball, including Cade Horton, due to get the call up for the Cubs in New York. Speaking of New York, that's where they're playing the Mets. Mets, good franchise at times, real good right now. I'm looking at the top 10 position players and the top 10 pitchers in the history of the New York Mets. Cubs Mets this weekend. By WAR, wins above replacement on Baseball Reference. Top 10 pitchers and top 10 position players for the Mets ever. Lawrence Holmes, you go first.
Mike Piazza.
Mike Piazza is the number 7 position player by WAR in the history of the Mets. Chris Tannehill.
David Wright.
Number 1 all time among position players for the Mets. Alex Kuhn.
Tom Seaver.
Number 1 among pitchers and all players with 76.1 wins above replacement.
Daryl Strawberry.
Number 2 among position players at 36.6. Tanny.
Doc Gooden.
Number 2 among pitchers at 41.6. Alex Kuhn.
Carlos Delgado.
Carlos Delgado is not, I believe, the Carlos you're thinking of. But no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Carlos Delgado is a no on this one. Lawrence Holmes.
Keith Hernandez.
Keith Hernandez, number 6 all time among Mets position players. Tanny.
The Carlos you're looking for, Carlos Beltran.
This is the Carlos you're looking for. Number 3 among all Carloses. No, number 3 among all Mets position players. Lawrence.
I am a stumped.
We got a bunch of pitchers left and some position players left too. A couple, I don't want to give a clue.
Wilson.
Oh, Mookie Wilson's a fun name, but not one
Damn
of the
it.
Correct answers. Tanny, give me one more for the win.
The DeGrominator.
Number 3 is Jacob DeGrom. Jerry Kuzman, Al Leiter, Sid Fernandez, David Cohn, Ron Darling.
Franco up there?
John Franco, no, not enough. Not enough as a closer. Position players, Edgardo Alfonso, Jose Reyes. And then three currents. Brandon Nimmo. Never would have guessed it. Francisco Lindor.
I was going to pick Lindor, but I was like, maybe hasn't been a Met long enough, but he's been so good.
What about Jeff McNeil?
No. Pete Alonso, though. Those three guys are 8, 9, and 10 among position players. Next category, we stay sports. You guys remember the NFL draft? Remember that? It was a couple weeks ago. We previewed it like crazy.
No.
But thank you. Sorry, Stoney. If I noticed it, then Stoney would have noticed it. That's my fault. I didn't notice it. I'm just wondering how good the memory banks are for you and for everybody out there. I have the entire first round in front of me. Give me every draft pick from the first round of the NFL draft. Let's see how we do. Tanny, you're first.
Cam Ward.
Yeah, Cam Ward is number one. Yes. Alex.
Travis Hunter.
Number two.
Colston Loveland.
Colston Loveland was number 10 to the Bears.
He's the only one I care about.
I know, but now I figure most people forgot. Tanny.
Ashton Jeanty.
Ashton Jeanty went 6 to the Raiders.
Coon. Mason Graham.
He went 5 to the Browns. Lawrence.
Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart went number 25.
Oh, he did go. Okay, yeah.
You got it. Number 25 to the Giants. Lawrence.
No, I picked.
Again just for fun. No, Tanny.
Will Campbell.
Will Campbell, number 4.
I'll book in this one. Josh Simmons.
Josh Simmons, number 32. Alex Kuhn is showing off. Lawrence.
Tyler Warren.
Tyler Warren went to the Colts at number 14. Tanny. What's your favorite Halloween game?
I'm out, man. I'm out.
Oh, you did a nice job. Alex.
Jihad Campbell.
Jihad Campbell at number 31. Unbelievable. Lawrence, you're in for trouble with Alex Kuhn, I can tell.
I'm out.
Oh.
For the win.
For the win, Alex.
Malachi Starks.
My man.
Your guy, Malachi Starks, indeed. Went number 27. There was a lot of other guys. Abdul Carter, Lawrence, your guy.
Oh, that's my guy, too.
Your guy.
I only care about what's going on with the Bears.
See, I figure most of our brains out there.
That's usually how it works. Yes! You throw all this information in there, and then it bleeds out when your team makes their picks.
You turn off the TV, turn on the score once the Bears pick.
Yes.
So I'm surprised we made it that far.
Yeah, right. I mean, somebody's out there going, Ruben Hippolyte. Like, nope. That's your fourth round Bear, though. That's how it works. All right. And then in honor of the new Pope, Southside Bab, who undoubtedly called the score and was hung up on by any number of hosts, I'm looking at the most famous people named Leo or Leonardo or Leonard in history. I had to expand to get to a requisite number to make it a good category. So Leo, Leonardo, and Leonard. Most famous people. Alex Kuhn, you go first.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Leonardo DiCaprio
is number one on the list of Leos.
Leonardo da Vinci
is number two on the list of Leos.
Leonard Fournette.
Leonard is absolutely on the list.
Yeah. Is he really?
Yeah, I got him as one of the Leonards. Yep.
Wow.
Well, I guess I threw
no,
in.
No.
Here we go.
I threw in. It's a little subjective.
It's fine.
I'm going to admit.
I just wasn't expecting that. And now I'm like, okay.
You know what? I should have said this. There are three NFL Leonards that I went ahead and threw in just to as little treat for the audience and for you guys. I should have said that. Three NFL Leonards. So two more NFL Leonards remain.
Well, I love that hint. Give me Leonard Floyd.
Leonard Floyd is, of course, on the list.
Leonard Nimoy.
Yes, Leonard Nimoy is there. Looking for Leos, Leonardos, or Leonards. Tanny.
Leonardo the Ninja Turtle.
He should be on the list. Real talk.
Should we give it to him?
Yes. I don't have...
Look, just go by the list. Yes. If it's not on the list,
no. That he 100% should be on the list.
Even though he's named after DiCaprio, but still, I'm going to give it to you to extend the game and your involvement because you're entertaining. I don't want to go watch The Sopranos. Alex.
Uncle Leo.
Uncle Seinfeld reference. Mm-hmm.
Uncle Leo is not there.
Somebody answer that damn phone?
There's a couple other Leos I think you guys should get, though. But there's also some Leonards available, including one more football Leonard as a treat. Lawrence Holmes, what do you got?
Leo the Lion.
I don't have Leo the Lion. It's thoughtful, but no, I don't have it. Alex, got another Leonard or Leo?
Oh, I thought I was out.
No, it's Tanny's turn.
Yeah, I'm out.
Tanny, got any more? Come on, one more.
All right, we all won.
Well, as we know, the real winner in this situation.
You know, tell people who the real winners are.
In
the
our
listeners.
Hearts.
The listeners.
You, the listener.
Did you happen, because you're you, to put Leonard Skinner on the list?
I did not do Leonard Skinner. But how about Leonard Bernstein? Leonard Maltin.
I did a show with him.
What about Leonard from Full Metal Jacket?
I know.
Easy, Leonard.
Leonard Cohen. Leonard Maltin, the film critic. And Leonard Little was the other football Leonard I threw on there. Leo Tolstoy. Come on, people.
Tolstoy I should have got.
Yeah. Leo Burnett, advertising legend in Chicago. You know? Leo Sayer. When I need you. Just close my eyes.
We might have to put categories on hiatus for a couple of weeks.
Come on.
This was
fun.
This is what we're doing.
This was kicking around Leos and Leonards. I had to do something Pope related. I couldn't shed 261 Popes. Would that have been good?
I thought that's where you were going. Yeah, I was like, let me go into my Pope vault here for a second.
Wait the run on John Paul's.
And just add Roman numerals, you're good.
You know what? I could have done Pope names. John Paul, right? Alexander.
Are we speaking to one of those guys at 5 o'clock?
John Paul Morosi is coming on.
What about NFL Popes? There are a few Popes that played in the NFL, right?
And Mike Francesa.
And as everybody knows, the Pope was once a pitcher for the White Sox.
And John Paul Morosi just told me he wants to get to the bottom of whether the Pope was a Cubs or a White Sox fan.
They're talking about it on MLB Network now. It's how they led the show on MLB Network.
It's a crucial. He's got to declare.
Well, especially with the Cubs putting it on the marquee.
Yes, they're in trouble.
They put it
and
on the
Pope
marquee.
Has worked almost 34 innings, given up 34 hits. He's walked 11 while striking out 14.
Yes. And also Leo DeRocher, people. Didn't even get Leo DeRocher. What kind of sports show in Chicago is this?
If you're judging it by the last hour, not a very good one.
I don't agree. A strange one, but I think a good one.
We'll be back to give you the Pope's numbers right after this.
There's another element to the Bill Belichick thing that I wanted to throw in. There's something about the way that he's running North Carolina football that I don't know if people know. And some people are going to be gung-ho for it, and some people are going to be like, ooh, that's why NFL teams don't like him. I'll explain next here on The Score.